USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has voted to not allow witnesses and documents in President Trump's impeachment trial. Two Republican senators broke rank and voted yes, Susan Collins and Mitt Romney. All others were along party lines. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said it will be remembered as the day the Senate did not live up to its responsibilities and went along with a sham trial.
It's a grand tragedy, one of the worst tragedies that the Senate has ever overcome. America will remember this day, unfortunately.
Democrats are meeting to decide on their strategy going forward. There was an incident at President Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago. The Florida Highway Patrol was following a black SUV as it broke through not one, but two security points. The vehicle and the suspects are currently in custody. This is USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
The government is taking several new steps aimed at preventing the spread of the coronavirus in the U.S. It was announced by the president's task force. They first reassured the public. CDC Director Robert Redfield.
The risk to the American public currently is low.
But Health and Human Service Secretary Alex Azar is issuing that U.S. health emergency to stop any spread of coronavirus. Citizens returning from the infected region of China will be self-quarantined of up to 14 days. Also, the president has issued a directive.
Temporarily suspending the entry into the United States of foreign nationals who pose a risk of transmitting the 2019 novel coronavirus.
The action is temporary as they monitor the virus. It takes effect Sunday evening. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 603 points, the S&P down 58, and the Nasdaq down 148. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump addressed the coronavirus at a rally in Iowa. USA's Robin Walensky reports.
We're working with them very closely on the coronavirus. We're working with them very, very closely.
President Trump at a red, white, and blue COG Keep America Great rally in Des Moines, Iowa, telling the crowd the U.S. working very closely with China to control the coronavirus outbreak. The president continues.
We only have five people. Hopefully everything's going to be great. They have somewhat of a problem, but hopefully it's all going to be great. But we're working with China, just so you know, and other countries very, very closely so it doesn't get out of hand. But it's, you know, it's something that we have to be very, very careful with, right?
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
American farmers continue to struggle. With more on that story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A lot of farmers are going broke. Farm bankruptcies jumping 20% in the year 2019 to an eight-year high. Agriculture economists say farmers across America are still struggling because of lost business from the long-running U.S. trade dispute with China. Also, there's chronic low commodity prices, ever-growing debt for farmers, and volatile weather patterns. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.